We check in, as we do from time to time, with Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News for our feature on urban agriculture, Growing Green. Chris, welcome to Green Sense.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, this week we're going to talk about container farms. You're hearing a lot about these container farms, so let's start out. What's the definition of a container farm?
The definition of a container farm is any farm, whether hobby or commercial, that is built inside of an used ocean freight container, whether 20-foot container or a 40-foot container.
And I've heard all sorts of applications. Like, I heard about a Japanese company that wanted to put lettuce seedlings in Japan, ship them across the sea, and by the time you open the container, it'd be live, mature lettuce. Tell me about some of the ways people are growing in these containers.
Well, like you, I've heard a lot of different ideas, but in actuality, what we've seen in practice is more of a handful of hydroponic systems being used to grow leafy greens and culinary herbs. We've seen them applied all over the globe, from the Middle East, where water and heat is an issue, to New York City, where there are young people, young agripreneurs that are looking to get into agriculture as a career and as a business.
Are these practical, or are they, are they really commercially viable, or are they just hobbyists with a new fad?
You know, that is a great question, and viability, I think, depends on how you look at them. One commercial farm with one ocean freight container is probably not viable. There's simply not enough volume coming out of that box, if you will, to produce enough revenue to really have anybody live off one container. But there are some farms like Cornerstalk in Boston and a group of guys in Los Angeles called Local Roots. There are some farms like that that have put multiple containers together and do say that they're doing well. There are companies like Square Roots, which is a new company tied to Kimball Musk, Elon Musk of Tesla's younger brother, which they're using it for education. And there's a container farm tied to the Downtown Vegas project in Las Vegas that is being used for agritourism. So depending on what your definition of viability is, a container farm could serve multiple purposes. And from my perspective, a container farm is a great way, should you have access to enough capital, to learn how to grow inside of a controlled environment.
What are their advantages?
The advantages are they can be cheap. And cheap is a very relative term, because without the lighting, they can be inexpensive. Once you add the lighting, the price goes up significantly. The advantages are they're often not considered a permanent structure. So you can skirt around permitting issues, and you can place them in different places, and they're mobile. And that you don't need a lot of property. So a new person in the industry that does not have access to a lot of land can normally find a small place to rent or lease and drop a container in that property.
Being in the indoor, environmentally controlled agriculture business, our biggest concern is food safety and cleanliness. How do you get a good food safety plan and cleanliness program in these container farms?
That's part of the problem with one container being a farm, is when you set the space up with inside of 360 square feet, you have to dedicate some of that space to seeding and harvesting and, you know, as you're saying, food safety issues. So you immediately remove some of that very small and valuable and precious space and put it towards operational procedures, leaving you less space to produce food. Those guys that are using more and more containers are often dropping these inside of an old building that they use as gray space, so they can control that space better. And they use these container farms, again, as like small rooms or compartments in which they're growing in.
All right, Chris, big question. Put your turban on. We need some prognostication. Is this a fad or a trend?
I think that the container farms are going to be around for a while, if simply because of the agritourism and educational aspects of container farms. Square Roots is an example where the container farm itself does not need to sell produce to be profitable. Their model is use these small things to teach young people how to run an agribusiness and learn how to grow. That model, using ocean freight containers, will be around for a while, I'm sure.
That's Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News, and this is Green Sense.